Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. As I share my thoughts today, what comes to my mind are thoughts about serving the Lord. What does it mean for us to serve God? And who is it who saves us from our sins in the first place? What does service look like, and who is called to serve whom? Let's begin by looking at three passages which, when we think about them, stand out, maybe a little more familiar passages concerning service. Mark 10:45, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Excuse me. Galatians 5:13, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." And in 1 Peter 4:10-11, "Each of you should use whatever gifts you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If one speaks, then they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God." So as we look at serving the Lord, and for most of us, the service will involve various and different forms, let's see what he has to say to us. First from Mark, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." When I read that, it brings thoughts to my mind. Like, God has the real power, regardless of our lot in life. Even if we are recognized as leaders within his church, that role is still in essence as a servant. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve, to give us hope and life, to set us an example as we serve God in our everyday lives, in every area of our lives. Service benefits others, not just ourselves. In fact, that's why we serve. We serve him and others. Then we read Galatians 5:13. "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for flesh, but through love serve one another." In other words, we have a different kind of freedom now, and we are to live like Jesus lived, looking out for those we love and are around us. The Galatian Christians did not understand the freedom they had in Christ. Thus, they preferred and actually chose to revert back to the old legalistic way. Does that sound like many people today? The law identified our sin, but it was insufficient to save us. Thus, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to earth as a man and died to pay the enormous price for our sins. God, in his grace, sent his own dear Son in the likeness of sinful flesh as the only acceptable offering for our sins. We are given the freedom to choose who or what we will serve while we live in this world because of the gift given by God. Know this, we all serve something or someone. Who will we serve? I pray it's the Lord and those he places in our lives. And then we come to 1 Peter 4:10-11. "Each of you should use whatever gifts you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as the one who speaks the very words of God." If we are in Christ, we will struggle in the most unique and difficult ways. That is the reality of following Jesus. It's not always just simple and easy. Sometimes we have to really pray and think and allow the Lord to lead. Peter tells us that all of us have been given spiritual gifts to use for God's glory by serving others around us. It does not matter what gifts or which gifts we have, they are all to be used for God's glory to build up others and the body of Christ. So, God has the real power, no matter where we live or what we do. And why is that important? So that we might serve him according to his direction and power and presence in our lives. And by that power and presence, God gave us a choice. Each of us can choose what we will do and whom we will serve by his grace. Peter recognizes that spiritual gifts originate with God and are as different as God's varied grace. Peter also emphasizes that God is the source of spiritual gifts, and we will have the ability to exercise our spiritual gifts when we ask, and he tells us by the strength and the presence of God in our lives. There's something to think about as we serve. It's not just because we have to, it's because we choose to, and we love him and we know he loves us. Prayer thoughts for today. Remember the Kinney family. Corey and several of them in the family are battling COVID, which is very difficult at this time. because of her battling cancer as well. Remember the other cancer patients? Remember Dallas and Whitney? Is Dallas still looking for a job? Carrie Williams' service coming up February 24th at 2, if you want to be a part of that. The Middle East and Israel, our missionaries, our nation, our churches, and our families. Take a few moments and then have a great day and God bless.